Well, a young Catholic woman brings her fiancé home to meet her parents, and the father invites the young man into his study for a talk. So what are your plans? The father asks. I'm a scripture scholar, the groom-to-be replied. A scripture scholar? The father says, admirable, but how will you provide for my daughter? I will study, the young man replied, and God will provide for us. And how will you buy her a home such as she deserves? Asked the father. I will concentrate on my studies, the young man replies, and God will provide for us. And children, asked the father, how will you support the children? Don't worry, sir, God will provide, replied the young man. Later, the girl's mother asked the husband, well, how did your talk go? The father answered, well, he has no job, no plans, no prospects, but the good news is he thinks I'm God. Well, marriage is one of the many topics covered in today's gospel. It's a very long gospel, so I'll keep the homily short. But there's so much in here. You could give like five different sermons on this one gospel. It's from the Sermon on the Mount. And this is a major chunk of the Sermon on the Mount. There's many things that the Lord teaches us today in the scripture. But I think we could boil it down into a couple main points. And the first thing he talks about is the commandments, and that the Lord has not come to abolish the commandments. He's not come to get rid of them. He has come to fulfill them. He's come to deepen them. He's come to perfect them. The Lord takes the commandments and goes even deeper. He says it's not just important not to kill, but it's important not even to grow angry. And so he takes the commandments even deeper. So that's the first point that the Lord makes. He says, I've not come to abolish, but to deepen, to fulfill, and to perfect the commandments. So really the whole passage here from the Sermon on the Mount is about the commandments. In fact, he even says that if you want to be great in the kingdom of heaven, obey the commandments and teach others to obey the commandments as well. And if you want to be least in the next world, he says, break the commandments and teach others to break the commandments, and then you'll be least in the afterlife. So that's how important it is for our parents to teach your children the truths of the scripture, the truths of our Catholic faith. Because if you teach your children and your grandchildren the commandments and the truths of God, then you will be great in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus says. That's why it's so important to be a religious ed teacher, to teach CCD, or to help with RCIA, or to evangelize, to share the faith with others. Because Jesus says, if you obey the commandments and teach others to obey the commandments, you will be among the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. But woe to those who do not keep the commandments, and especially woe to parents who do not teach the commandments to their children or encourage their children to break the commandments or their grandchildren to break the commandments. Jesus says that that person will be least in the next world. So then what he does, he then picks three of the commandments and he shows how we have to take the commandments deeper. He uses the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill, the sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, another commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. And he takes them to the next level. He says, you have heard it was said in the Old Testament, you shall not kill. But now I say to you, again, Jesus is speaking as God here. Only God can say that. You know, Moses said to you such and such, but now I say to you. So he says, don't even grow angry with another person. He says, don't insult them by calling them raka, which is a Aramaic term for calling somebody an idiot or a fool. And he says, do not do that. That's a form of hurting someone. And then the Lord gives us the solution before we offer our gift at the altar, that we have to be reconciled with our brother before our gift is pleasing to God. And this is a good lesson that the church wants us to use why we go to confession before going to Holy Communion if we're aware of any serious sins. If we're aware of any mortal sins, we first go to confession. We get reconciled to God, reconciled to one another through the church, and then we give our gift at the altar, and it becomes pleasing to the Lord. So that's why we have confession before Holy Communion. Jesus says, if you realize that your brother has something against you, get reconciled and then come and offer your gift. And then the Lord talks about thou shalt not commit adultery, and he even takes it to a deeper level. He says, yes, it's important not to commit the act of adultery, but also don't even look lustfully at another person. Don't even lust after another person, because that's adultery of the heart. And that's why it's so important to always be pure and holy, to avoid looking at bad things on television or other places, to always keep the heart pure and holy. And the Lord says, if we have sin, we have to eliminate it and cut it out from our life. He uses the image of if your right eye causes you to sin or your right hand causes you to sin, maybe somebody has a problem with stealing. He does not, of course, want us, nor has the church ever encouraged anybody to have their physically cut off their hand. The church is against self-mutilation, of course. But what is important here is that you cut the sin out of your life. So you cut out the sin. You get rid of the stealing, or you get rid of the doing whatever sin it might be. So you cut the sin out of your life, not physically cut off the part of the body. So then the Lord makes another comment about marriage and divorce. And the church has always upheld this teaching of the Lord as well. Jesus says, I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, which means unless it was never a valid marriage from the beginning, and that's what the annulment process would determine, or if the other spouse dies, then a person can remarry, or if the marriage was never in the Catholic Church to begin with, if a Catholic gets married by justice of the peace or outside the church, it's not a valid marriage from the beginning. Therefore, that person is then free to enter into a true sacramental marriage. So, but Jesus does remind us that whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. Again, very strong statement from the Lord, and the church has always upheld that. So these are really the summary of what the Lord teaches us today in the Sermon on the Mount. That Jesus has come to not to get rid of the commandments, but to perfect them, to fulfill them, and to deepen them. And that holiness, it says, we have to surpass the scribes and the Pharisees in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's one of the Lord's most shocking statements of the entire Bible. Unless our righteousness, holiness, surpasses the scribes and Pharisees, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven. See, the scribes and Pharisees kept the externals, but their heart was far from God. So again, the whole theme is that holiness is interior. Yes, it means following the commandments, not only externally, but following the commandments in our heart, in our mind, and in our soul, and being holy on the inside, not just on the outside.